This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Arvind Viraj.
We are talking about products for old people and why are they so bad. We're asking for feedback. Mm-hmm. We've got some. Arvind has a smirk on his face.
Yeah, so this is Bosco's back. Uh-huh. And this is about Chewit. He says, perhaps if Chewit was swallowed, it can be output by movement. I did ingest a pull-size camera for a colon checkup. Pro tip, don't buy used Chewits.
Thank you very much for that,
you know,
Bosco.
People are out for lunch.
They're out for lunch. But it leads nicely onto our next story about how silliness in the office is not always bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is a very interesting story here. And what it says, a happy team is a productive team and you won't inspire people to excel by acting stressed out or glum. So, you know, it is your mindset, is the energy you bring to a room. So when a leader walks into the office stressed, cynical, humorless and serious, it becomes a way that everybody feels and must shoulder. It's like the Grim Reaper.
Yes.
Right? You can feel that energy, you know, you've got that face.
Sapping.
Draining the energy out of you. So anyway, the WHO, the World Health Organization, has recognized that work-related stress as an illness that leads to reduced professional efficacy and feelings of cynicism, negativity, and exhaustion. You find yourself like that, it makes you wonder. So this was a 2018 study by work platform Reich, found that 94% of workers experience work-related stress, while almost a third feel unsustainably high levels of stress in the workplace. So nothing new to that. But so here he says that Jonathan Kayser, he's the founder of Kayser, said just putting that air of silliness at work actually helps to lighten the mood. I think like even within our team, we try to, you know, find some humour in things and have a laugh about things. And I think that sort of like you feel that the load is shared and, mm-hmm. you know, people laugh and all that. So ways to overcome this, one of which is to take your staff's pulse. And these are pulse surveys to take the temperature of the employees. Apple does it. Microsoft does it. Etsy and Airbnb all use this. I remember my previous workplace, we also have this pulse survey every year just to find out how the employees are feeling. So it allows companies to measure employee engagement and gain insights about the health of the workforce. Understand that they aren't like your traditional employer audits. It's not about asking a series of complex questions, but opting for simple ones. To get the most out of this exercise, it's best if you do it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Keep with the surveys, light, encourage participation, throw a few quirky questions into the mix, right? You learn more about your employees and also sharing the results of more off the wall questions, right? It's people sort of laugh, that sort of thing. Some of the best ideas come from the carefree minds. You know, like when we're having our shower, right?
Yeah.
When we're a bit more relaxed, these are when the great ideas come about. So the other thing is to really read the room. So John Mackey, he's the CEO of Whole Foods, said, look for high people who have high emotional intelligence. It is an essential trait for people in leadership roles, more so than cognitive abilities. You know, just look at what the temperatures, you get the feel, you do get the feel, right? So people with high EQs know how to quickly take the temperature of a room and manage interpersonal relationships. They're serious when they need to be, and they're like when the situation calls for it. They're always observing, which helps heighten EQ and improve relationship management. People who have high EQs have a unique ability to recognize this emotional state and adjust the mood, even if they're not the stressor themselves, right? Track mood changes and be a beacon of positive energy that allows your staff members to remain optimistic in the face of potential adversity. So this Jonathan here would make a point of scheduling one-on-one counseling sessions with each individual member of the team. And I think sometimes the simple thing would be to have lunch, you know, just have one-on-one lunch with people and just to find out what's going on. And it's not work, it's not what, just talk about. Just, I think like you sort of get an idea when people are casual and relaxed. I mean, one of the things that I do, and that's just me and having studied NLP, is before a guest comes on, I try to have that conversation with them and try to have a laugh.
Yeah.
And find something to laugh about.
Yeah.
Because the moment you laugh, you're sort of like, huh.
Your barriers come out.
Your barriers come out. We're both laughing the same something. And then after that, you're sort of relaxed when you're talking to me because you suddenly found like, okay, she seems like a friend, right?
Yeah.
And so it just makes my job easier when I've eased them into it. Another thing is to set the silliness standard, right? This is the Golden State Warriors. Steve Curry has a joyous and lighthearted vibe to his game. When he's able to bring that fun energy to the court, the rest of the team falls. So this is someone in America, of course, I think rugby or football, as they call it. The same thing is true of any environment. A lighthearted and playful organization pushes people to be at their best. And that positive energy is contagious. So before a big meeting or call, exude confidence and playfulness to calm the team. Next time you need to prepare your team, get out of your way to crack some jokes and break any tension you might sense. You know, and that's sort of just like everybody sort of laughed, huh? And there's something about the air, right? When everybody's sort of at that same state of mind, right? Yeah. And we're on that that even keel. And when you're relaxed, you're able to just think more and do work.
Yeah, big believer in that, especially in the whole idea of making somebody laugh before you take them in for an interview or anything like that. You know, I have a line when I bring new guests in, you know, and you bring them into the studio and the first thing they see is a microphone.
Right.
You know, and they panic. And I'm like, don't worry about the microphone. Don't worry about the thousands of people outside who are listening to your radio interview. They don't care about you. And you can see that face kind of, they're not sure how to react. But then that smile comes up and they have a bit of a giggle.
Right.
And it really, really works, just breaking that ice. And,
right.
You know, and I think the idea of having fun in the office is a very important thing. Mm. It is a fine line, though, because you can have that office clown that becomes the office clown, and people don't want that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but you do need somebody sometimes who bounces around with a little bit of positivity, and it really helps. It's somebody that you can gravitate towards, you can have a laugh with, no matter what time of day it is or where they are. You know. But to go back to that thing about having lunch, Frida, I think that's a great idea. But there's two ways that I've seen this happen. One that seems to work and one that doesn't.
Oh.
One is when you have a boss who's okay. You know, you get along, everything is fine. And they make an appointment to have lunch with you.
Oh, okay.
Which always makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right. It's more like, rather than just, I'm about to have lunch, you want to come?
Exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly.
But it's like, I'd like to have lunch with you at 1 o'clock.
Correct.
The whole night and the whole day
afterwards. Right. Exactly. So when they come and they say, let's have an appointment, let's have lunch tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm busy. You know, but if I'm caught in that moment and they go,
edit a podcast.
Yeah, and they go, right, let's go for lunch. I'm like, okay, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it also has to be the office standard, right? You can't be like, it can't be something that's not natural. I think like, have you ever seen someone who's like super serious all the time try to be silly or try to be funny?
Just,
it's very unsettling.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very weird to digest.
So here's, and some people are not naturally silly, right? But the thing is that you can actually set the stage by smiling. You know what I mean? You don't have to be the clown, but you know, if you just come to the office and you're at least smiling and you're whatever, you
lighthearted.
Know, lighthearted in that sense, right? You don't have to be a joker, but that sets the mood, right?
If I look
at your face and you look like death,
yeah.
You know? Seriously, I mean, like, why do I want to be here?
Yeah.
Right, ladies and gents, we've come to the end of the show. Quick reminder, though, that happening on the 26th of September, on Thursday, at Connection at Nexus in Bangsar South, we have the Enterprise Breakaway 2019. If you want any more info, head over to bfm.my/breakaway. It's all about building business in new frontiers. If you want to hear about the largest used car trading platform in Southeast Asia, we've got Eric Chung. He's the co-founder of Carsum. We've also got Thomas Sow. He's the chairman and founding partner of Gobi Ventures. $1.1 million asset under management, presence in Hong Kong, China, and ASEAN. One of the first people to build up in Southeast Asia, where they have invested in over 50 companies. We have people talking about the World Gold Council from Hello Gold. Don't forget all of that stuff. That's all coming up, of course, on the 26th of September. More details again, bfm.my/breakaway. So today's story, we started off with that brown, beige and boring, how products for older people are so bad.
Mm. Then we spoke about how a mouth-operated remote control called Chewit could change everything moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And we ended off why cylinders is the perfect antidote to workplace stress.
Of course, don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Chin Su Mao, the president of the Malaysian Photovoltaic Industry Association. Despite the government offering a significant value on solar projects, suppliers of the photovoltaic industry seem to disregard the projects due to a lackluster demand. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Chin Su Mao, the president of the Malaysian photovoltaic industry, to discuss the challenges faced by the industry and the opportunities it offers. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Also, this topic that we've been discussing about silliness in the office not always being bad, apparently will be discussed tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. too. It was this morning on the Breakfast Grill this morning. So if you want to have a listen back to that, the podcast is up. Don't go anywhere. More stuff coming up. We've got music to take us out of the show from the Scorpions with Rock You Like a Hurricane. My name is Rich Bradbury. This has been
Enterprise Biz Bytes
with
Frida Liu
and of course our producer of the day was Christine Monk. Say hello, Christine.
Well, bye.
We'll say goodbye. See, silliness in the office, it does work. Enjoy this, folks. It's the Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane, here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.